Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Five Calls says it all. Should you stop opening gifts at parties in front of the guests? It's 1-800-330-9999. I'm a matron of honor. Mm-hmm. It's been a very long time since I've been a part of a bridal party, but my best girlfriend is getting married. So I'm planning her shower.
Oh, boy, you got to stretch your legs and get good at this because these parties have come a long way.
Well, that's the whole thing is like, you know, I'm 40 now. So it's a lot different from when we were all getting married in our late 20s, early 30s. And I was like, wait a minute. Do people still open gifts at showers? And my mom, of course, was like, of course we still open the gifts at showers.
So weird,
I'm
right?
Like, why do I mean, do we really want to spend an hour and a half while she holds up a blender and she's like, thanks, Aunt Sally.
Thank you. One of the most awkward things ever when people open things in front of somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if one person brings you a gift and they want you to open it right there, that's different. Of course, you open it right there in front of one person. But when there's a group of people gathered around, it's so strange. My grandmother-in-law, all right, God bless her soul, she's a crazy person. She had her, I don't know what it was, her 70th birthday or something like that. Big hall. Tons of people there, right? All her families, and she's one of like 10. So there was all her siblings, cousins, nieces, nephews, all that stuff. Party's been going on for 2-3 hours. There's band, there's food, there's all that stuff. Then it starts coming to gift opening time. Not only does she open the gifts, but she starts by opening the card and reading the card aloud to the entire hall. Again, this isn't even just family and friends. There's a caterer there. Yep. There's a DJ. There's all these different things. And then she opens the gift and holds it up. And if it's a gift card, she calls out the amount.
How good.
She calls out the amount to everybody.
$50 to Outback.
Yeah, now here's the thing. When you open the first card and it's $100, everybody else looks like a jerk.
Right.
It's just so awkward.
Well, that's the whole thing. And I come from this Italian family where we would do the same thing. You would have the gifts that you open and then you open, we call them the bullshit, like the envelopes.
Oh, what's your language?
Yeah. And we would read like who it was from and how much money was
in
the card.
So weird.
I go, I can't believe that we've done this. And I'm like, at this point, like, shouldn't we stop doing that? Shouldn't we stop opening gifts? Even like at my birthday when I turned 40 last year and I had a bunch of my girlfriends gathered, I felt very uncomfortable opening the gifts.
It's so weird. And at a shower, stop me if I'm crazy, but I've seen it. One of the other girls has a book and writes it all down.
Oh, yeah. No. It's always my job.
What is going on here?
We used to have like a full safe plan where one person would sit with the pad and paper and write what it was from. And the other person would write what the gift is in the card.
Oh,
so you can match up to make sure there's no discrepancy on who gave what.
Oh, it's exactly. Like a census.
Can you imagine?
Of gift giving and taking.
1-800-330-9999. Five Calls says it all. Should we stop opening gifts in front of guests at parties? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. First Five Calls says it all. Five Calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Is it out of touch now for guests to open, for the host of the party to open the gifts in front of the guests? I'm planning a bridal shower. My best friend's getting married. And my mom was like, no, you have to open the gifts. I go, people still open gifts at showers? I thought it was crazy. I'm like, so boring.
Mortifying. My grandmother's 70th birthday party. My grandmother-in-law, she read every card aloud and announced every gift.
And I just think
it's just their personal messages.
Yeah.
At 70, you've had health ailments. So people are referencing things in these cards. It's too much.
But I also feel uncomfortable opening gifts in front of like my friends when they get me things.
Yes.
Like, you know, like you have to like always be, I love it.
Right.
You know? Well, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Should you still be opening gifts in front of guests? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I do not think people should open gifts at showers anymore.
Number one reason why you think that, because it's uncomfortable or because you're bored?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it adds another hour to the party, all right? We only got this hall for so many hours. They're not giving away this hall for free. Let's get out of here already.
I'd rather come up with another game than have to, like,
right.
sit there with the get the
anything.
Yeah.
If I could pick both, I would definitely agree with that. Especially, like, some of the people, like, how you said to, like, read out the whole card and everything, and you're just sitting there, and you're like, listen, I don't care what Aunt Mary has to say about your wedding and this and that and that. Like, let's get on with
it. No, I'm going to tell Aunt Mary you said that.
And on Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you think?
I think you should not open the gifts. My daughter had a great idea for her sister's bridal shower. Everybody wrapped the gifts in clear and set them up on a table so that they could all see what she got without her having to go through all of that.
But wait a minute. If something is wrapped clear, why wrap it? Why don't we just put a sticker on it or something?
You want to put a pretty bow
to make it pretty.
On it. Make it look celebratory.
All right.
No, I agree. I like that a lot.
I mean, it looks like the vegetables I have
yeah,
on the second shelf in my fridge.
Well,
it's wrapped in cling wrap.
That way she could visit with people she hasn't seen in a long time.
Yeah. Mm. Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Will you get rid of opening gifts at parties?
I think they should because I've been to a few weddings, and including my own wedding, we didn't do that. Like, I remember my relatives of mine, they did that at their wedding, but it was a small backyard wedding. But, like, there were several other weddings I had been to over the years, and they didn't do that.
I mean, I can't imagine doing it at a wedding. If I'm opening gifts at a wedding, you're taking away dancing time and chocolate fountain time.
The
right?
only
the dessert table is open.
Yeah, exactly.
The only time you see people opening gifts at the wedding is when they need the money in the envelopes to pay the wedding hall.
Right.
At the end of the night.
And Ann Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Should we still be opening gifts at parties in front of people?
So I would have to say no, because I was just at a bridal shower, and it was my first one, and it was just not entertaining at all to sit there for over an hour and watch someone open all these presents. And it's all the stuff that you could guess that they're going to get, so it's no surprise or anything.
So did you get to play the bingo card where when they open up something like the toaster, you have to cross off toaster, and then you're like, what is it? Toaster. And then you're like, bingo!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not fun.
Five Calls says it all. You're the deciding vote. What do you think? Still opening gifts or no?
I think, yes, opening gifts. Because people don't even send thank yous anymore, so at least now you know they'll see that you got your gift.
It's an interesting point.
Yeah, I guess.
But you should send thank yous. You should always send thank yous.
Well, it seems like either way, the results are clear that this is antiquated. We got to get rid of this.
Yeah, 4-1.